I've never enjoyed searching for somewhere to fill my diesel tanks. Many of the pumps seem to be sighted by the devil himself on lee shores with nails sticking out of the woodwork. So the idea of bunkering my new boat's huge tanks in a 3-month cruise is a tiny slice of heaven. However, nothing at sea's for free, as you might say, and a fill can now stiff me for upwards of £400. If we still had tax-free diesel, of course, things would be very different. In the hard times we all must suffer, I can sort of live with the argument that this bonus should only be for commercial craft. But when I learnt that many historic ships of serious importance to the nation are being hammered to death by spiralling tax-assisted fuel costs, a mist of red diesel came down over my eyes. Take the Waverley, for example. Most of us have spotted this glorious paddle steamer slicing past at 14 knots with hundreds of ordinary folk who'd normally never get to sea crowding her decks, enjoying a real Edwardian day out. Below, the engine room has been set up so anyone can almost come close enough to touch the massive conrods pumping silently fore and aft and see the actual pistons at their work. To discover such intimacy with a triple expansion steam engine of the sort which consolidated the British Empire is to stand beside Kipling as he thinks out his epic poem, MacAndrew's Hymn. In this, an old Scots chief engineer shares his night watch with the reader, beginning with the lines, "Lord, thou hast made this world below the shadow of a dream, and taught by time I take it so, except in all was steam. From coupler flange to spindle guide I see thy hand, O God, predestination in the stride of yon connecting rod." Tell me there's no romance in steam after you've read that. The Waverley and her heritage consorts are vital to our health as a nation. If we consider our own lives, we probably find ourselves looking forward, but the platform of the present on which we build our plans is founded on where we were yesterday and many years ago. Just as our personal past defines who we are as individuals, so our national heritage is the underpinning on which today's Britain is built. Let it go, and the glue that holds us together will dry up. As I write, Waverley and Shieldhall, another triple expansion steamer berthed in Southampton, are being seriously compromised by the fact that they no longer qualify for the red diesel deal. It's a disgrace that these and other equally important craft on the National Register of Historic Vessels, operating at sea on a non-profit-making basis, do not receive the same assistance in this important area as sailing school yachts. So dire are the consequences of this mean-mindedness that such ships are being put out of business. Often their very survival is left at risk. As a sometime owner of a 1911 sailing pilot cutter, I can personally testify to the fact that those who run historic vessels live in permanent fear of the next financial horror waiting to jump out from an unexpected corner and scream, "Gotcha!" The vessel's fabric must not only be kept seaworthy, it must also be maintained in a manner appropriate to the ship's historic status. This invariably costs far more than just fixing her up. Such craft are therefore run on a permanently tight financial rein. To hit them with roadside pump prices for their life-giving fuel is downright scandalous. National historic ships can do little to soften the heart of the Treasury, and the funding of maintenance of running expenses is outside the present remit of Heritage Lottery Fund, who, it must be said, do good work with restorations. To combat the issue, therefore, National Historic Ships are trying to set up an emergency sinking fund for craft of primary importance unable to meet some unexpected cost. In the case of these vital steamers, the shortage is often directly down to rising fuel prices. In the absence of government assistance, private or corporate backers are urgently sought. Without Waverley and her like, the Solent, the Clyde, and other historic yachting centres would be bleaker places indeed.